Blackstone Audio presents Lord of the World by Robert Hugh Benson. This book is read by Simon Vance. Preface. Dedication. Clavi Domus David. I'm perfectly aware that this is a terribly sensational book, and open to innumerable criticisms on that account as well as on many others. But I did not know how else to express the principles I desired, and which I passionately believe to be true, except by producing their lines to a sensational point. I have tried, however, not to scream unduly loud, and to retain, so far as possible, reverence and consideration for the opinions of other people. Whether I have succeeded in that attempt is quite another matter. Robert Hugh Benson, Cambridge, 1907. Prologue. Persons who do not like tiresome prologues need not read this one. It is essential only to the situation, not to the story.
"You must give me a moment," said the old man, leaning back.
Percy resettled himself in his chair and waited, chin on hand. It was a very silent room in which the three men sat, furnished with the extreme common sense of the period. It had neither window nor door, for it was now 60 years since the world, recognizing that space is not confined to the surface of the globe, had begun to burrow in earnest. Old Mr. Templeton's house stood some 40 feet below the level of the Thames embankment.